there's a new battleground for fast internet, Richard, 5G versus NBN.
It does. So we're going to find out who was right, Kevin Rudd or Malcolm Turnbull. So we go back 10 years when Rudd was Prime Minister and building the NBN, and Malcolm Turnbull came out and predicted that the NBN might become an endangered species because of the arrival of wireless 5G internet. And, you know, right now in 2021, that's now a reality. So the big three telcos have rolled out their 5G networks to basically three quarters of customers now, and are now selling 5G plans too. Before you sign up with it, a big caveat is the performance of 5G inside your house. Now, 5G signals work best when you're close to a mobile tower. They can be impeded by obstacles such as brick walls, Lee. Mm. So even if your telco has marked you home to be eligible for 5G, you'll still need to set it up and see if it works for you. Great speeds, though, on the NBN, on 5G. So 50 to 600 meg, Telstra advertised. Optus advertised an average of 210, and Vodafone just say they're very quick. But what they're all offering, Lee, is 1 month free trial. If it doesn't work for you, if you do sign up for it, don't hesitate to say, you know what, I'm going to go back to the NBN signal on there as well.
Feel free to do that. Yeah, that's interesting to know there. So that battleground for fast internet, and that's what we're searching for, Richard, in 2021. And as we head into 2022, super fast internet. Let's have a look at a list that really no one wants to be on. Now, last week when we had a bit of a catch-up, we were talking about the best emojis for the year. But this is the biggest Australian data breaches for the last 12 months.
Exactly right. And the first one of last year was actually Tasmanian Ambulance League.
Wow.
It was every resident that requested an ambulance between November 2020 and January 2021. The paramedics you had down there, the information came from their pages. So cyber attackers actually intercepted the radio data, converted the conversations to text, and posted the data online. People's personal details, their condition, the address of the incident, information made public also included a patient's HIV status, gender and age. It's the sort of thing we're going to see more and more of. Last year, we also had the Northern Territory Government, ASIC, Oxfam Australia, and last week, the South Australian Government was added to the list. We had a data breach over here where 80,000 government employees have had all their data leaked to the internet and available to buy. Now, why is this all important? Because when your details are stolen, you need to make sure your accounts are secure. Plus, it's the reason why we get so much spam, Lee, because those bad people on the other side of the world can actually go along and buy your email address and your information.
And I think it's very important to make mention too, as you just pointed out too, Richard, that we're going to get more and more of this, so beware.
That's
customer,
right.
Beware. And just wrapping up this week, you're going to share some last-minute Christmas tech ideas.
Exactly right. Don't buy crap, people. There is a lot of rubbish around to buy at the moment as well. Now, if you're in doubt for something and you buy a tech idea, buy a gift card. If you're unsure, again, buy a gift card and try not to buy something that they're going to have to return straight away. You'll see the look on their face on Christmas Day. It wasn't what they wanted. Make sure you save the receipt so you can take it back. But, you know, if in doubt, can I just urge people, if you're going to buy a tech present, let them buy something themselves.